December the 13th. You are to give him salt as needed. Ezra 7:22. Salt was used in every offering made by fire unto the Lord, and from its preserving and purifying properties, it was the grateful emblem of divine grace in the soul. It is worthy of our attention that when Artaxerxes gave salt to Ezra the priest, he set no limit to the quantity. We can be quite certain that when the King of Kings distributes grace among his royal priesthood, the supply is not cut short by him. We are often impoverished in ourselves, but never in the Lord. He who chooses to gather much manna will find that he can have as much as he desires. There is no such famine in Jerusalem that the citizens should eat their bread by weight and drink their water by measure. Ezekiel 4:16. Some things in God's management of grace are measured. For example, our vinegar and gall are given to us with such exactness that we never have a single drop too much. But no limit is made of the salt of grace. Ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. John 15:7. Parents need to lock up the candy cupboard and the cookie jars, but there's no need to keep the salt box locked up, for few children will eat too greedily from that. A person can have too much money or too much honor, but he cannot have too much grace. When Jeshurun became fat in the flesh, he rebelled against God. Deuteronomy 32:15. But there is no fear of becoming too full of grace, for an excess of grace is impossible. More wealth brings more care, but more grace brings more joy. Increased knowledge is increased sorrow, but abundance of the Spirit is fullness of joy. Believer, go to the throne for a large supply of heavenly salt. It will season your afflictions, which are unpleasant without salt. It will preserve your heart, which spoils without salt. It will kill your sins, even as salt kills reptiles. You need much, so seek much, and have much.